And a very good afternoon. It's Sunny and Shay here on BBC WM 95.6. Now, this week, we're out of the studio on Thursday for the Birmingham Solihull and Sandwell Jazz Festival to soak up some of the atmosphere at one of their events. There's so much going on, though, that we've invited one of the festival's participants into the studio for a chat today. And it sounded like so much fun that we wanted to meet the man behind it as well as the students. Now, the event is called the Ukulele Workshop. It's going to be taking place at three venues across Birmingham. You've got Cafe Nero, Brinley Place on the 16th of July, BBC Birmingham, the mailbox here on the 22nd of July, and also Hampton by Hampton Hotel and Broad Street on the 23rd of July. So these are three masterclasses. But today we're joined in the studio by children from Hampstead Junior School. They've popped in. They've brought in their teacher, Mr. Julian Cockshott, who's running these workshops, to tell us more and hopefully teach Sunny how to play as well. It's
a pleasure
to meet you. Hello, kids.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, can I just say, so the kids aren't by themselves. We've got the parents. Hello, parents.
Hi, they stood in the background. Bless
them. It's so quiet. It would be like just me and you here.
Exactly.
Just so amazing.
Now, Mr. Cockshott, pleasure to have you here. The students have all got their own multicoloured ukulele.
Yes.
Some of them have even got, you know, the Union Jack on them. It looks amazing. Yep. For anyone who hasn't played the ukulele, why is it such a fantastic instrument for you to teach?
It's accessibility. It's affordable and it's not too intimidating as an instrument. And really, it's an instrument that any age group can pick up.
You say that, but I'm hitting my 40s right now, and that instrument looks intimidating to me.
Yeah.
But these kids look really talented. So do you need a bit of talent behind the ukulele?
Well, a little bit always helps, of course, but I think you'll soon find that out, how much you've got or not.
Can I one of the guys who's just recently started playing the ukulele, who's the most recent member of this group? Can you put your hand up?
I'm Harry Williams and I'm 9 years old.
Now, Harry, tell me, how long have you been playing?
Well, I started in year three last year and I'm just moved up into the advanced group in year four.
With 1 year, you've already been the advanced. Now, tell us about the ukulele that you enjoy doing. What do you enjoy playing about it?
I enjoy playing the ukulele because, like, Mr. Cockshott's funny and, like, he makes a boring lesson so good and enjoyable.
Does everyone else agree with that?
Yeah.
Everyone's saying yes.
Could you please tell me about the festival? What are you looking forward to about the festival?
Really, I don't know much about the festival, but I think the most important thing, the best part is about Mr. Cockshott playing.
At the festival. I love it. Okay, thank you so much for being so honest.
Thank you. Just before we continue chatting to Mr. Cockshott, we're just going to ask another one of the students. If you want to come forward, you've got two plaques. What's your name?
Poppy Rishton.
Hello, Poppy. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
So how long have you been practicing with your ukulele?
I also started in year three and I'm now here in year four.
So do you practice quite a lot at home then?
Yeah.
And how do the parents feel about that? Do they have to tell you to stop playing sometimes?
No, not really.
Not really. Oh, so you're quite a quiet player?
Sometimes.
All right. When you don't want to be annoying, you do it quietly. And when you want some attention, you do it loud.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love that. Thank you for that, Poppy.
Thank you, Poppy.
We'll be speaking to some more of the students in a moment as well. It's just fantastic to have all of the kids here. But Mr. Cockshott, of all of the instruments that you would, you know, encourage for parents to pick up and teach their children, I wouldn't have thought a ukulele would be one of them.
Especially with jazz. How
exactly
does that fit in?
So how important was it for you to kind of introduce that to these young kids, kind of in the age group of 9 and 10 years old?
Well, it actually goes a bit younger than that, because we teach the ukulele in Sandwell schools now from the age of 6. So the year two children started
off.
These children start off in a class of 30, and they've shown they've got talent and aptitude for the instrument, so that when they get a little bit older, as Harry was saying earlier, by 9 years old, they go into the wonderfully named advanced class.
Nice.
And they start learning a few more cleverer tricks and pieces to play.
But have you really brought these fantastic kids in to show Sunny and I up in the fact that how bad we would be? Because if these young kids can do it, I guess the whole point is anyone can do it. Is that what you're saying?
Not quite. Yeah. My favourite trick. Now, my favourite trick is the adults that wander into my 7 and 8 year old lessons thinking that they can just jump straight in, forgetting that children just like these ones here have got real talent for learning and real talent for playing.
I agree.
Hopefully you'll hear that today.
Oh, we will, definitely will. And I want to ask you as well, the ukulele, where is this instrument? Where does it come from? Mm. Is it an instrument that was in Europe? Was it in America? Where did the ukulele
originally
come?
It started off. It's got its groundings in Portugal of all places, but Portuguese sailors took it across to Hawaii, and then, as most people know nowadays, it's associated with Hawaii almost completely. But now in Europe, it's really come across the shores very well, and America, of course, all over the world, to be very honest.
Because when we went to Hawaii, we did notice, and I thought you were going to say it's from Hawaii, but it looks so much like a guitar. It's shrinking down like someone's put a guitar in the wash and it shrunk. So that's basically what it looks
almost
like.
Almost like a tiny guitar. There yes, you go. Which yeah. one of my friends is keen to call it, yes.
That, to be honest, that's what I would call it. Now, we're going to continue having a chat with yourself and with your fantastic students, but I must ask you if you could please give us the pleasure of performing something with the students today.
Certainly.
What are you going to perform?
We're going to play a piece called Inside Outside, which the children enjoy because it involves a lot of finger picking, not your usual sort of ukulele piece. Finger picking. In other words, when you watch the children play,
yeah.
they're going to use their fingers to pick out individual strings
nice.
Instead of playing through all of them, which is what we call strumming.
I love that. Okay? Go for it. It's all you all guys. Right.
Thank you.
Well done, guys. We'll
absolutely
be right.
Absolutely brilliant.
We're gonna
absolutely
have,
brilliant.
We're going to have more from the kids in a moment. Bear with us, and we'll be right back after this.
And a very good afternoon. It's Sunny and Shay. Today, we've got children from Hampstead Junior School who've popped in along with their teacher, Julian Cockshott, who is running some fantastic workshops. It's the ukulele workshop, which is taking place as part of the Birmingham Solihull and Sandwell Jazz Festival. You can, by the way, head to the website to get further details, birminghamjazzfestival.com. The three workshops are going to be 16th of July, Cafe Nero in Brindley Place, 22nd of July, BBC Birmingham, so here in the mailbox, and also the 23rd of July, Hampton by Hilton Hotel in Broad Street. Now, before we continue talking to Mr. Cockshott, I'd like to ask the young lady with the red guitar, do you want to come forward to the mic?
Hello.
What's your name? With the red ukulele.
Ukulele.
Did you
just say guitar?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You haven't done anything in the first part of the show.
I know.
I apologise. She is pregnant.
Yeah, you can blame the baby. What's your name?
Yeah, baby brain. Exactly what it is.
My name is Anja and I'm 9 years old.
Lovely to meet you. Now, do you think it would be quite easy for an adult to learn the ukulele?
Not especially. You'd have to have quite a bit of practice, but I think you'll catch up.
And have you tried to teach any of your family members?
My sister does ukulele.
Really?
She used to do it last year with Mr. Cockshott. And...
Has your dad ever picked it up and thinking, or your mum thinking, I can do this?
My mum tried.
And?
She's not very good.
Oh, dear. Oh. Let's get the young lad here with the blue guitar. If you want to come closest to mine. Hello, what's your name?
Rohit, and I'm 9 years
Hello,
old.
Hello, Rohit. It's lovely to meet you. Rohit, do you enjoy playing the ukulele?
Yeah, I like it because you get to... It's like a little guitar, but a bit smaller.
It is like a little guitar. You see, even Rohit said that.
Yeah, but
that.
Rohit, when you start playing it, do you play it at family? Did your parents bring you out when family are around and say, look what he can do. Rohit can play this lovely ukulele. Yeah. Did they make you do that?
Not really.
Oh, you're lucky.
You're lucky they don't lucky. Embarrass you. Just very quickly, can I get the young lady with the little pink guitar? Hello, what's your name?
No, is it ukulele?
I don't know why I keep saying that. What's your name?
Hello, my name's Olivia Cottrell. I am 9 years old.
Olivia, I love your baby pink ukulele. Did you choose that yourself?
Yeah.
Is baby pink your favourite colour?
I like all different types of pink.
Oh, really? So this is quite a beautiful ukulele.
Can I ask you, what is your favourite tune to play on the ukulele?
I like to play...
Well, instead of thinking of the name, just give me a little blast. Just go ahead. Let me hear what it sounds like. Here we go. Round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Well done. Lovely to meet you. Mr. Cockshot, you can see how confident these young children are. There's a couple of more, and I promise you we will talk to you as well, because we want everyone to have the opportunity to have a chat with Sunny and I today. How proud are you of all of your students?
I'm very proud. I teach an awful lot of children. I've got over 550 children
wow,
in my week.
Wow, congratulations.
And I have to say, I enjoy teaching all of them. But these children at a particular level, that does make it enjoyable at the moment. You can do a little bit more with them. A bit more up-to-date music as
I
well.
I like that.
Olivia forgot to mention one of her favourites, I think, was our recent one. We did at our concert last week. Yeah. What was it?
Bruno Mars. Quite popular at the moment. Can I ask you, if I came to one of these classes,
the workshops,
what will I be learning? How is it all situated? Because if anyone's listening, thinking, you know what, I'm intrigued. If these guys
this is the good bit.
Yeah, go on then.
Because in the workshops, we take you from absolute zero beginner player to 12-bar blues in around about 45 minutes.
Wow.
We're going to provide the instruments for you. We're going to provide the sheets that you need. And there's some backing tracks to play along to as well, because we won't have drummers or anything there, but we've got things to play along to.
Nice.
Make it a little bit more attractive, maybe a bit more interesting as well.
And at the end of it, if they wanted more, lessons and what have you, have you got information for people who teach ukulele in and around
called,
the world?
We have a website that we all use. What's the website called?
Oh, it's not guitar.rocks, right?
No, it's nothing to do with guitar.
Yes, ukulele rocks. I want to get these two young lads to come forward. If you
come
both want to come forward,
what are your names?
What are your names?
My name is Ted and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Jay and I'm 9 years old.
So do you both really enjoy playing ukulele by yourselves or together?
I like playing it by myself and equally together, because when you play it together... like you connect with each other, and then when you play it on your own, it gives you a chance to like show everybody what you can do
and experiment as well, right?
Exactly.
And what about yourself, Jay?
I like to play it on my own because I can listen to the tune if I've got it wrong or not.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Very clever.
That's a very good
practice.
Point. It's like, yeah, the practice makes perfect. Thank you to you.
Thank you, guys.
And just finally, we've got two more beautiful young girls. If you want to come forward here, what are both of your names?
My name's Javier and I'm 9 years old.
My name's Tiana and I'm 9 years old.
Now, both of you, you've got fantastic ukuleles here, but let me ask you as well, were you quite shy when you first started to play the ukulele, or did you get straight into it?
I was a bit shy because I never really... I never really knew the instrument that well.
Right, and now you're more confident with it. Do you have a name for your instrument?
No.
No? And what about yourself? Do you have a name for your one?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. You're like, no. Look at him, crazy
man. My ukulele. But were you quite confident when you picked up the ukulele the first time?
I wasn't, because I didn't know the chords or what tune to play.
All right, and now?
Now I'm really confident.
What's your favourite song that you like playing to show off with?
Probably Bruno Mars.
Nice. Really? Okay, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you so much, ladies.
We should have more music.
I know. I was going to say, Mr. Cockshot, can we ask if it's okay for the children and yourself to maybe perhaps perform one more song for us, if that's
okay? We'd love to.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. What we'd like to do, we'd like to play the 12-bar blues that hopefully by the end of our workshop, your listeners will be able to play as well.
Yay!
All right, ready?
Thank you to all of the students from Hampstead Junior School and also to Mr. Cockshot as well.
So now, as we're saying goodbye, you know you did a bit of Bruno Mars, okay? Can you guys play Bruno Mars in the background while we'll say goodbye to our audience? Can you do that? Here we go.
Big, big. big thank you to our students from Hampstead Junior School and Mr. Cockshott as well. If you want further details, birminghamjazzfestival.com. If you would like for your perhaps children to learn more about the ukulele, then you can go to ukulelerocks.com as well. Ukulelerocks.co.uk is the website, ukulelerocks.co.uk. And maybe your kids could be doing this. How much fun is this, eh?